around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Elk. Today in Elk. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. I'm in a little hoarse. I've been outside in this weather feeding cows this morning. So, sorry for the hoarseness. How's that? Man, the weather's not quite as pretty as the forecast said yesterday it was going to be. Currently, right now, the coldest spot in Oklahoma is actually Beaver, 19 degrees. And if you go way out there in the panhandle down towards the end, Boise City's 46. There's 27 degrees difference in over two counties right there. So it's crazy. 19 at Arnett, 31 at Hollis, 30 at Mangum, 27 at Bessie, 21 at Camargo, and 24 at Sealing. And way up there on the northern border on Oklahoma-Kansas state line, it is 21 degrees at the Mays Ranch. I will have you forecast for northwestern Oklahoma and the Hobart Farm and Garden, southwestern Oklahoma, coming up for you later on. Today is, and I'm sporting me a new hat, the Stockman Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. I stopped by there the other day, and they hooked me up with a new styling cap so I didn't have to watch my clothing so close on matching colors. So now I got me a black and gray one, and that'll go back with anything. So I'm all good there. Lots of things going on. It is Christmas is coming up on us this weekend. I think the last sale in our listening area is today. I know it is, and that will be it's happening right now at the Woodward Stockyards is going on right now, and tomorrow Hobart Stockyards is not having their sale due to the weather coming in, and we are under a, what do they call that? I said it yesterday. Let's check it out here. We are under a wind chill watch until 12 o'clock December 23rd. For the next 3 days, we are three and a half days, we are under a wind chill watch. How about that? It's pretty chilly out there right now. What is it here in Elk City? 26 degrees. Winds are out of the north, 14 miles an hour with wind gust up to 17. Wind chill is 15, and I don't know if it still is. I haven't looked outside really here in the last couple hours, but it was pretty foggy this morning when I came in, especially north of Elk. There was very, very limited visibility up there. Ice on the cows, ice on the fence, everything was just getting it. All right, let's see what's happening in the world right now due to anything to do with agriculture. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading as dry weather persists in Argentina, and some crops in Brazil are facing stress. Dry weather is expected in parts of Argentina through Thursday. The dryness will be followed by light rain in some growing areas, but then will resume through the middle of the next week, the forecaster said in notes to clients. That was Don Kenney with Maxar Meteorologists. Rainfall next week will likely be too light to significantly improve crop conditions. In Brazil, rainfall will favor several states, and while precipitation will help soil moisture in a lot of those states, dryness will continue in the western and the southern areas. Sounds familiar. Dryness is always in the western and the southern parts of the United States. Soft red winter wheat future also higher in overnight trading as extremely cold weather heads for the eastern Midwest, increasing the risk of winter kill. In northern Arkansas and southern Missouri, a wind chill watch has been issued starting Thursday morning and lasting until Friday. Wind chills will fall to 20 to 30 degrees below zero. These watches stretches into parts of eastern Oklahoma as well. Wind chill watches are also in effect for the entire southwest Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, where hard red winter wheat is growing. Soybean futures for January delivery rose 2¾ cents to 14.66 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $2.90 to 4.49 a short ton, while soy oil was down 17 to 63.24 a pound. Corn for March delivery added a penny and a half to 6.48 and three-quarter cents a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery rose a quarter penny to 7.49 a bushel, while Kansas City wheat was up 6 cents to 8.49 and a half cents a bushel. Inspections for corn and wheat for overseas delivery rose week to week, while soybean assessments declined, according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended on December 15th increased to 743,420 metric tons from 517 last week. The total was down 1 million metric tons assessed during the same week a year earlier. Examinations of wheat for offshore delivery rose to 304,000 tons, metric tons, and that was up from 219,000 tons a week earlier, and the 233,747 tons inspected at the same point last year. Soybean inspections, meanwhile, dropped to 1.62 million metric tons last week from 1.88 the previous week. Since the beginning of the marketing year on September 1st, the United States Department of Agriculture has inspected 7.9 million metric tons of corn for export. That's down from 11.4 million last year. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 25 million metric tons, and it's down 2.5 million tons from the same point last year. On the wheat assessment, since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st, 11.4 million metric tons, and that's down from 11.7 million metric tons last year. This all according to the USDA. Weather for a farm belt. It must be close to Christmas because the weather outside, at least in most of the U.S. Midwest and plains, is frightful. Wind chill warnings have been issued from Montana, east into Minnesota, and south into Kansas. Winter storm warnings stretch from northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, south into central Missouri. And wind chill watches are in effect for most of the southern plains, according to the National Weather Service. In northern Nebraska, wind chills starting tomorrow, will drop as low as minus 45 degrees. Snow also will fall with accumulations up to 2 to 7 inches in this forecast. And they still, I don't even know if they're dug out from that one last week. In eastern Iowa and northern Illinois, blizzard conditions are expected, and starting as snow and winds blow around 55 miles an hour or higher. Down here in the southern plains, wind chills are expected to fall as low as minus 30 degrees Wednesday through Friday nights. Wind chill values may fall to extremely dangerous level. If they get below zero, that's dangerous. The dangerously cold wind chills could result in hypothermia and could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. So if you're out checking your cows at night, got some calving for some reason right now, please let somebody know where you're at, and I'm sure you always do, but let's just check it out. Okay, up to date on some prices right now. Corn for March, $6.51. May, $6.51 also. Soybeans for January, $14.79. March is $14.80. Soybean meal right now is up quite a bit from overnight. January is $4.53.40 a short ton. $4.50.20 for May. Hard red winter wheat is up a little bit at $8.44 a bushel for March. May is $8.39. Oats is in the red. Oats is not just the best thing to be into, it don't look like, but March is $3.33 a bushel and May is $3.31 a bushel. Cotton up a little bit today, which is a good sign. March, 84 cents a pound. May is 83 cents a pound, just a little bit away from 84. Not too bad. They're both up today. Sugar. Man. Oh, Bill Dance over there, he's doing pretty good. We're going to call him Sugar Baby now. He is at 20 cents a pound, almost 21 cents. That's the highest I've seen it since I started working here. So anyway, I got to figure out how to find pineapples on the futures. I don't know if they're on there, but rumors has it he's going to start growing pineapples over there by Delhi next year under a pivot. So we'll see how that's going. As far as all your oil, your gas, and all your all that good stuff, it's in the red today. West Texas Intermediate crude oil for January is at $75.02 a barrel. Natural gas is at $5.30. It's taking a beating today. Looks like the S&P and the NASDAQ and Dow, they're all up in the green just a little bit. Anyway, when I go back, we'll talk about our live cattle and feeder cattle. And I want to talk about what happened at Clinton yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction and Friday at the Elk City Livestock Auction. And then I have your weekly cattle reports, summaries from the sale barns from Texas and Oklahoma last week. Anyway, it's pretty interesting. Might want to hear this. It's Today in Ag.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farming is the greatest family business in America. It's teamwork between fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Generation after generation of families working together to provide our local area with the food we need to live and grow our local economy. We owe a lot to our local farmers and ranchers. We're proud to be your bank. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 16th. 1,979 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 387, brought 258. 7 at 401, brought 224. 9 at 473, brought 210. 4 at 564, brought 182. 5 at 632, brought 176. 22 at 645, brought 180. 3 at 685, brought 164. 8 head heifers at 389, brought 192. 13 at 476, brought 169. 3 at 528, brought 166. 5 at 610, brought 163.50. 8 at 615, brought 157. 4 at 704, brought 156. 5 at 983, brought 140. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 98. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 1100 to 1850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here in the studio, it's, let's see if I can get the glare off. Yeah, 25.2 degrees. The wind's here around 7 miles an hour right out of the north. Humidity is 95%. It's just bone-chilling weather out there right now. How about that? All right, let's check out some cattle futures. Live cattle for December, 155.17. February is 155.67. April is 159.80. June is 155.97. Feeder cattle for January, 183.57. Up nicely. March is 184.85. Lean hogs for February, 84.32. And April is 92.27. May on lean hogs, 98.87. All right, let's see what happened here at Elk City earlier Friday. Market looked really good Friday. We got some cattle that came in from Shamrock, weighing 421, was 228. Some that came in from Canute that were weaned, weighing 437 on steers, brought 244, which is nice. 521s from McLean, Texas, 204. Big bunch out of Eric, 550, weighing 550, 194. And down here at the bigger ones we had, nice set come out of Sayre. Average weight was 648, brought 180. On heifers, some 402s that were winged, 194. Some 516s that were winged, 189. Some 610s that were winged, 163.50. And some 704-pounders, 156. And they were winged also. Looks like the bulls and the butcher bulls and cows have pretty much stabilized the last 2 to 3 weeks. Butcher cows bringing up to 87.50, butcher bulls bringing up to 98. This is a little different. Bred cows bringing up to 17.75, pairs were bringing up to 18.50. I see that number on bred cows and pairs just slowly creeping up. How about that? Yesterday at Clinton at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, they had some 441-pounders. 226, some 602s, $1.85, and then we had some 730s, $1.79. Nice price on the steers. On the heifers, looks like they were kind of up and down. Maybe 451s brought $1.80, 564 that was winged, 174, and some 604, 176. Well, they also had some bulls and cows over there. And same thing with them. They were bringing up to 87.50, and the bulls were bringing up to 95. Bred cows, 17.75 was a high end, 12.85 on the pairs. So how about that? All right, let's see what was happening. Where is that page at? Current. There we go. Right there. No, that's the hay markets. It is hay. I'm looking. Yeah. Bam, there we go, find it. I got too many things on the computer up today. Here's your summaries from last week in Texas and Oklahoma. I did Texas first last week. Let's go with Oklahoma this week. Compared to last week, feeder steers mostly steady. Feeder heifers steady. Instance to $3 higher on 7 weights. Demand moderate to good for feeder cattle. Steer calves steady except for 3 weeks, 3 weights. Which sold 10 to 15 bucks higher. Heifer calves were $1 to $5 higher. Recent rains and sunshine has improved wheat pasture some, making lightweight cattle the optimum to turn out. Beef prices rose sharply earlier in the week, only to see them fall back later. Feed yards struggle to get anything better than mostly steady with last week on slaughter cow prices, if movement was light to moderate. Slaughter cows sold steady to $2 lower, and bulls were $2 to $3 higher. Packer demand was moderate. In Oklahoma, last week, 35,303 head went through the sale barn, compared to 44,000 the week before and 45,000 a year ago. Oh, let's see here. A few numbers on some of these right here. It looks like large number of the 3 to 350 pounders were bringing 202 to 275 with 245.92 the average. Get down here in the 400 pounders. We had some mainly 425s were bringing anywhere from 240 to 252. Some fancy ones down here weighing 470 brought 240. Some thin fleshed ones were bringing up to 244. But right here, 688 head were in the 450 to 500 pound range, 473 being the average, and they were averaging on price $220 per hundredweight. Scroll back up here, see what was happening in Texas compared to last week. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to instance $5 higher. Trade activity and demand was moderate to good. Some sales will be closed next week for the holidays, but we will release a weekly report to cover the sales that are open one last sale of the year. So we will get more reports next week on this deal. Okay, compared to, there was 6,071 heads went through the Texas sale barn compared to 6,900 the week before, 5,700 last year, or 5,600 last year. Let's see what their 3 to 400 pound steers were bringing. They looked like they were averaging around 230 per 100 week weight. And we had some 500 pounds that were winged, a lot of them, that were bringing up to $1.82, but some winged ones in that same weight range brought $2.26. So significant amount of difference there on those unwinged ones, but this was in Texas. Some 732-pounders were bringing 170 that were unwinged, but you get some winged ones, and they were running as high as 185 on the 7 to 8 weights. 8 to 9 weights were bringing around 175. 169 was the low. How about that? So, anyway, that's pretty good. All right. It is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour, all hour, every Tuesday during the Today in Ag show. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health and bovine embryo transfer and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinary and health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt gate, tilt chute on the site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OBE and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. She's also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. And she is, because I did, she sent me a Snapchat Saturday, I believe it was, and it was her fourth emergency call for Saturday. How about that? Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. When we come back, we're going to talk some ag. How about that?
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car.
How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAR.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves, too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
The leather smells great, and it feels great when you slide them on. Nothing beats a good pair of boots. So give them for Christmas. The Cherokee has over 7,000 pairs of boots in stock in about 100 different styles. Looking good there is a cinch. In fact, it's Cinch and Ariat. They've got men's and women's Western clothes that carry both brands. They've also got Minnetonka moccasins and beautiful turquoise jewelry. For gifts that'll bring smiles for years, the Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet, just east of Clinton. Exit 71 off I-40, high atop Boot Hill.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill DeRussia, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I don't have anybody to pick a city today up there in the northwestern part of Oklahoma, so let's see who I'm going to pick. Let's see. Let me go through here. Let's go with Cherokee. All right. Cherokee, Oklahoma, here is your forecast for the next few days. Currently at Cherokee is 24 degrees, wind chills at 15, northwest winds, 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. Today, mostly cloudy. 34 for high. Hope you get there because that's a long... The day is short today. So anyway, 23 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 45 for a high. Tomorrow night, chance of wintry mix, and that's 30%. And tomorrow night's low, 8 degrees. Thursday, high of 9 degrees with a 20% chance of wintry mix. Not too bad. Thursday night, it's just going to be blustery, windy. Man, it is starting tomorrow night. It's just not going to be good for none of Oklahoma in the Texas Panhandle. Tomorrow night, or Thursday night, -2 for a low. Friday, 17 for a high. Friday night, 5 for a low. And Saturday's 25 for a high. It looks bone-chilling cold. How about that? Okay. Text line is wide open, 580-225-9697, 580-225-9697. I like for over the next week or two, I'd like to have some texts come in on stuff starting next year that you guys would like to hear more of, less of. Sorry, I can't do much about the markets. That's part of the job here. We are ag program, but if there's something more you want to talk about, chickens, goats, cattle, ranching, tractors, tractor markets, combines, if you just want to hear about them all, soil health. Anyway, you just text in anytime you want the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to start writing these ideals down, and we'll go from there. How about that? Okay. Not only is it the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cat Buyer, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, and I had a guest on yesterday, and I didn't get to go over this report, so I'm going to go over this report first. And this is the Texas Direct Hay Report for last week. Compared to last report that I read last week, hay prices remain firm in all regions of Texas. Hay demand is very good across the state. Recent rains in the south have boosted winter grazing. Pastures are still actively growing in the south as temperatures have mostly been mild and the region has avoided a hard freeze. Supplemental feeding is taking place in all regions due to limiting or short winter grazing. The last report on the winter crop from November showed that 49% of the crop was rated from poor to very poor. Forages are continuing to come in from out of state, but availability and freight costs have caused some livestock producers to liquidate, or as we know it, cull some of their herd. Okay, let's see what hay was bringing in Texas last week. Alfalfa premium, large squares, 3x4s, anywhere from $380 to $425 a ton. Bermuda grass premium in small squares, $280 to $330 a ton. Bermuda grass premiums in small squares, itemized, $10 to $14 each. Bermuda grass, good to premium. Large rounds were bringing anywhere from $208 to $240 a ton. And Bermuda grass, good and premium in large rounds per bale, $130 to $150 per bale. And Bermuda grass, small squares, good quality, not premium, was bringing $235 to $275 a ton in small squares. How about that? All right, let's see what's happening all over the United States as far as hay cost is concerned. California looks like between you and Texas, you got the top end of it. Premium alfalfa was bringing anywhere from $380 to $475, with the $475 per ton being delivered. Good alfalfa in California is bringing $350 a ton. Kansas, our neighbor to the north, $246 to $375 a ton delivered on premium. Good, $200 to $325, and that's not delivered. Some fair alfalfa up in Kansas is bringing $220 to $280. How about that? Missouri, $180 to $300 on premium, and $150 to $180 on good, and $125 to $150 on fair alfalfa. Oklahoma, $325 delivered to $380, which was not delivered. Somebody made a good sale. No other stuff is available for Oklahoma in the good and the fair. Texas, $330 to $450. That's delivered, $280 to $330 on good alfalfa. Both those delivered. And, man, Washington, if you want some alfalfa up there, you're just going to have to go get it yourself and give them about $400 to $450 a ton. How about that? Get down here into some other forages. We'll go with grass. Kansas, $140 to $225 on premium, $100 to $200 on good. Missouri's $175 on premium, $125 to $150 on good. Oklahoma, nothing available on premium, but it looks like there was some sales made from $200 to $260 deliver on good grass hay. Texas, $240 to $330 on premium, $130 to $275 on good grass hay. And there is your hay report for the week. All right, let's see what else is going on. Alfalfa is the queen of crops. I don't care what you say. Dennis Hancock, he was speaking to a packed house at the World Alfalfa Congress last month in San Diego, California. He said there is a long list of well-known production and environmental benefits that she brings, and we're talking about the queen, alfalfa. And alfalfa and the dairy industry are just, they're linked. They're like twins. How about that? The director of the U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center in Madison, Wisconsin, that's where Mr. Dennis is from, noted that alfalfa provides the dairy with a cheap source of protein, and about half of the protein in alfalfa haylage is soluble. About half of the soluble protein consists of free amino acids, which also helps boost the microbial nitrogen yield in the rumen. Alfalfa also has value because it provides physically effective fiber. Its stems are important for stimulating chewing and saliva production, which along with the buffering capacity of alfalfa helps keep the pH of the rumen around 6. This promotes good cow health. Alfalfa tends to pass through the rumen faster than grasses. This lowers gut feel and enhances dry matter intake, which drives milk production. Alfalfa also has a relatively high amount of pectin that now falls under the category of residue organic matter in the new nutrient requirements of the dairy cattle publication. This soluble carbohydrate fraction is highly fermentable, promotes milk production and milk fat, and provides all kinds of carbohydrates without overfeeding starch and raising the risk for rumen acids. So why aren't we growing more alfalfa, he asked. The bad and the ugly is what this title is, he said. Hancock noted that alfalfa acreages have been declining in the United States and throughout the world for many years. Alfalfa acres have not been because of significantly higher output per acre. Hay yields have been flat, while haylage yields have posted more than a modest 1% yield gain annually over the last 20 years. We also can't blame the shrinking acreage of fewer mouths to feed. The native Kentuckian noted both dairy and beef cow numbers have been relatively steady in the past 20 years. Alfalfa has a very long list of benefits, but it also has an equal list of quirks and challenges. Headed up the list is the fact that cost of producing alfalfa forage is exceptionally high relative to other feedstuffs. In addition to the cost of production, he noted that alfalfa has been relatively short yield peak, comprised only if it's the second and third production years. In my opinion, we need to develop varieties and strategies that will enable alfalfa to get out of the gate quicker and persist longer. Producing alfalfa also brings with it expensive multiple cuttings per year with the potential for variation in forage quality. In the silo, alfalfa is subject to significant nitrogen losses in the form of ammonia because of its high soluble protein content. Last but not least, got to be a believer, he says. Even with the laundry list of grievances to air, alfalfa still has a lot of opportunities. And I still believe in the future of alfalfa, he said. He continued, we need to be define alfalfa's role a little better in the carbon market, promoting it to benefits in crop rotation and perennial forage-based livestock systems. Alfalfa is ultimately a cover crop, offering long-term ground cover and the ability to capture nitrates from deep within the soil profile. We also need to do a better job of promoting alfalfa's ecosystem as services is a beneficial crop for pollinators and other wildlife species. With the shakeups going on in the private industry, public breeding efforts will be a lot of be very important. Further breeding goals could be targeted for greater disease resistance, traffic tolerance, and stand persistence. He also said there are end users, countries, animal species, and U.S. regions that remain untapped. There you go. We do need a lot. I can't wait. If I get my deer problem a little bit under control, I'm putting alfalfa back in. I mean, it's hard work. 3, 4, 5 cuttings a year. Is it going to rain on it? Does it rain on it? What do you do with the hay that rains on? Blah, blah, blah. Just all kinds of stuff. But, man, the smell of alfalfa just smells like freshly printed money right off the press. But not really. The smell of alfalfa, there's nothing like it. And I love it. And I love messing with alfalfa and watching it grow and watering it and all that good stuff. But my deer caused me some issues, so we'll see what happens. Now I got hogs and corn. And then I got a call yesterday. Hogs went back in there where we sowed wheat and made furrows down through there for the wheat seed. It's dang if you do and dang if you don't kind of day. Anyway, when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. I got some news for you out of the Texas Panhandle for chronic waste disease for deer. We got, and Dr. Peel's got a report coming in on beet. We'll be right back after this.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction for sale last Tuesday, December 13th. We sold 572 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, December 15th, we sold 2,922 calves and feeders for a total of 3,494 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 75.50 to 79.5. Then cows bring 41 to 64.50. Bulls brought 68 to 97.5. Today, your bred cows 1,100 up to 1,600, with their 9 and older bred cows 775 to 1,100. Today, your pairs 1,225 to 1,700. Extremely good calf and feeder market. Feeders up to 5 higher, calves up to 15 higher. Understeer calves 3 to 350 steers, 235 to 275, 4 to 450, 231 to 267, 5 to 550, $2 to 244, 6 to 650, 170 to 186, 7 to 750, 167 to 177.5, 8 to 850, 174 to 176, and our 850 and 9 weight steers 171 to 173. We sell 52 steers, one bunch weighing 427, bring 267. 50 steers in another bunch weighing 511, bring 244. On our heifers, 3 to 350 weight heifers, 203 to 213. 4 to 450, 185 to 216. 5 to 550, 171 to 183. 6 to 650, 151 to 167. 7 to 750, 152 and a half to 176 and a quarter. 7 heifers weighing 889, bring 153. And our 9 to 950 heifers, 153 to 164.50. We sell 50 heifers weighing 411 in one bunch, bring 226. For this Tuesday, December 20th, we're expecting we have 40 bred cows, 48 years old. We've got 20 bred cows and pairs on another deal. We've got an estate sellout of 55 bred cows. They got 14 calves on the ground. We got 10 bulls, Angus bulls on another consignment. They're 2, 2.5 years old. Already semen check, ready to go. Extremely nice bull. Give us a call. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 19th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb. 1,487 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 381 brought 268. 12 at 524 brought 201. 4 at 570 brought 194. 3 at 602 brought 185. 31 at 730 brought 179. 4 at 771 brought 178. 52 at 820 brought 179. 3 head of heifers at 400 brought 177. 4 at 451 brought 180. 8 at 519 brought 163. 6 at 564 brought 174. 7 at 581 brought 168. 14 at 604 brought 176. 3 at 633 brought 172. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 95. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 900 to 1285. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, let's see here. Man, it's still frosty out there. It's warmed up at slap out now. It's 25 degrees up there in Beaver's, 23, but it's still way out there in the western part of the Oklahoma Panhandle. It's 49 degrees and still in the 50s in southeastern Oklahoma. Just, I guess, the upper half at an angle from Tulsa down to Altus up is just frosty. How about that? All right, let's see. Let's go with Hobart today for our forecast. Man, I've been seeing stuff all over social media about Joe Bob and Jim Bob and all those guys down there. They got deals going on guns and ammo and all kinds of stuff. They're all wearing Santa Claus hats. They got some stuff going on, some portable cattle pens. You need to go down there and check them out for Christmas. It's not too late. Tell him that Jimmy sent them down there. They might give you a discount, but it could backfire. They might raise the prices on you, too. Currently at Hobart is 30 degrees. The wind chills at 20. Northeast winds at 12 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 15. Humidity is 92. Today, 42. Going to have to really hurry to get 42 degrees today. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 49 with south winds, 8 to 17 miles an hour. Then, you know what? Hits tomorrow night. 12 for a low tomorrow night with the wind switching out of the northwest, and there's going to be gusts up to 55 and 60 miles an hour in the southwestern part of Oklahoma. Thursday, 15 for a high with strong north winds, 32 to 39 miles an hour with gusts up to 50. Thursday night, winds calm down just a little, but not much, and it's going to be blustery with a low of 2. And Friday, a high of 20. Friday night, low of 10. And then Saturday, it starts gradually warming back up at 29. I looked at the long ranger, and you know that could change. That's 8-10 days away, but there might be a chance southwestern Oklahoma would be back up in the 60s by next Wednesday and Thursday. So our crazy weather continues. So we might, some parts, they're saying might get an inch of snow flurries through this whole matter, but with these high winds, you're not even going to see it. And Hobart is under a wind chill watch until 12 p.m. Central Time, December 23rd of this week. So there you go. There's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Okay, here's what's happening in Texas. And I was looking at that map, and mainly it's the northwest part of the Texas Panhandle. It's a little, might be a little bit out of our listening area, but there's about 8 or 10 counties over there butted up against the Oklahoma Panhandle right below it that are kind of into this deal. And there's a few areas out in there by El Paso that is going on. And I want you guys to help out as much as you can, because I know a lot of guys hunt out there. Hunters can help protect Texas deer from the chronic wasting disease. Why? Hundreds of captive or free-ranging deer in 17 Texas counties have been tested positive for chronic wasting disease over the past decade. If left unmanaged, CWD can be catastrophic. If you don't believe me, ask some of those people up in Colorado. Long-term impacts on the most beloved game animal in the state. How can you do this, you say? If you're deer hunting in Texas this fall, test your harvest for CWD. It's mandatory in CWD zones where I was talking about, and it's voluntary elsewhere. So with your participation, biologists can gather statewide data to aid in the CWD management strategies to reduce the risk of CWD spread. Where? CWD containment and surveillance zones are found in various areas across the state. These zones have special rules, including mandatory testing, and you can get a map of that if you go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department or the Outdoor Annual websites. How about that? There's two different websites, Texas Park and Wildlife Department or Outdoor Annual websites. Check it out. Why sample for CWD, you say? Surveillance is an essential part of managing that. Testing for CWD allows wildlife biologists and animal health officials to get a clearer picture of prevalence and distribution of the disease across Texas. Proactive monitoring improves the state's response time to a CWD detection and can reduce the risk of the disease further spreading to the neighboring deer populations. With each discovery of the new CWD positive area in the state, zones are established as a strategy to manage and contain this disease. All right, and they got check stations. Looks like, here, I'm going to check. There's, oh, you can get over there on those websites I was telling you about to find out about those check stations. And parts that may be transported from a zone, if in a CWD area is cut quarters with all the brain and spinal cord tissue removed, boned out meat, cut and wrapped meat, capes hide with skull not attached, skull plate with antlers attached and cleaned of soft tissue, finished taxidermy products, the skin or unskinned head of a deer for transport to a taxidermist, a deer head waiver form must accompany the head to the taxidermist. Is the testing free? Yes, it is. So why not go get it done? The Texas Wildlife Department will provide free CWD testing for all your hunter harvest samples. How long does it take to get results? About 2 weeks. How about that? Anyway, pay attention out there, and especially in the Panhandle, Oklahoma, too. We need to get that going. Well, the text line is a little goofy today, which is pretty normal with friends of mine, especially. So I asked the question about, you know, what would you like to see more of next year or less of or blah, blah, blah. And Sugar Baby, he didn't like my response to calling him Sugar Baby. We know that much. And then I did get a oil field picture in, doing some wireline out on a production site. Thank you. And here's the first most common sense answer, if you want to call it that. More talk about drinking beer and shooting pigs. So, anyway, and then I got one answer to my deer problem on my property. High fence, only way to keep deer out. I know that, but my deal's cut up in like five small fields, largest one being 33 and the smallest one being 15 acre. This wouldn't be feasible, sorry. Wouldn't be know all about that with cattle, no farming. Would love your opinion. I'll check this text out here, see what's happening on that. I'll check that out. Thanks for responding. So the only question I got here, or answer to my question, is more talk about drinking beer and shooting pigs. So I'll check into that. My wife really gets cranky with me when I talk about drinking beer, because farmers and ranchers try to keep it on the low profile if they do actually drink. So anyway, I'll do that. You guys have a great day. Get ready. It's coming tomorrow night. Stay warm. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.